The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Hello, and welcome to another fun and exciting episode of Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I'm your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melanie Martirana.
And this is a truly special show today. Actually, Mel has to remind all how you can connect to us. But before we do that, we've been talking about dad jokes in the last couple weeks. So I have a joke for all of you. We're going to start the shows with sometimes with jokes. So anyway, so Mel, how does a polar bear build its house?
How's that?
He glues it together.
It glues it together.
There you go. Do you have one for us?
Yeah, I do. I think I have a good one for you. And it's this one is my mother used to always say, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Lovely woman, terrible surgeon. And we're really excited today because we have a show that has lots of information for you to digest today.
Wait, was that sort of a hidden meaning phraseology there?
That was a full-on setup.
Yeah, there you go. So yes, we have a show this week on something that affects 20% of the global population. That means over 1 billion people. So anyway, you don't all need to order the product today. That would be too much. We'll talk about that more later. But anyway, a lot of people. So we're talking about reflux health. Acid reflux affects over 20% of the global population. And digestive health. So there's a lot to digest this week, right?
Yes, indeed. And, you know, if you have missed any of our previous shows or would like to go check out our archives, learn a little bit more about us, our main hub for connecting is cohradio.com. That's short for crossroadsofhealthradio.com. You can type it in the long way or take the shortcut, but either way, you'll get over to crossroadsofhealthradio.com. And from there, you can go visit our website, emeraldlabs.com, which is purely informational, but we'll also tell you if there's a store in your area. Now, even our biggest partners nationwide, you know, we've got Sprouts nationwide, we have Vitamin Shoppe nationwide, they do carry a nice mix of our products, somewhere in the realm of probably about 35 with our strongest partners like Sprouts. And we have some amazing independent stores and chains nationwide as well. But even those stores can only carry about a third of what we make. So we have over 105 formulas available. And the only place that you can buy every single one of them is through supplements.one. So supplements.one is our primary affiliate. But if you do want to find your local health food store, you can actually go to the where to buy section of emeraldlabs.com. And you can also see if there's a store near you.
There you go. And so this week, again, with acid reflux, this is an issue that affects just so many people. And I personally have times where I sort of burp things, get that acid refluxy thing. I'm 54 years old and I just notice certain foods, they sometimes do that to me. And I don't know why. But one of the things that can go beyond acid reflux, which I have struggled with at least once in my life, was ulcers. So peptic ulcers, duodenal ulcers. We're going to talk about mainly peptic ulcers here. But that is my talking point for this week because I have struggled with this. My daughter, actually, Cassidy, who's 15, I used to stress her out when she was young about her dirty room, cleaning it up. And one day I felt horrible. I go, well, I think I gave you an ulcer. I mean, she's really a messy and it's very incongruent.
My youngest is too. My youngest is very, very messy. And my oldest isn't necessarily a super neatnik, but I will send her to go clean and send my youngest. And while my oldest is putting things away, my youngest is taking them apart. And it's just, and she goes, Allie, she just gets so frustrated with her little sister because her little sister is a tornado.
That's how Cassidy is. This morning, she's 15. She can be 16 in a few months. And I walked her room. I go, your room's, it's only okay. She goes, this isn't bad. And it is better than it used to be. But nevertheless, it's just one of those things. So
it sure is.
Yeah, Courtney, my oldest, she's like me. She's her room is neat as a pin. Everything's in its place, and I love that.
Love that. I've got messy Tessies in my house. Even my old Ella's better, but yeah.
There you go. So anyway, so I want to talk about ulcers. So peptic ulcers most frequently affect the stomach and the duodenum, which is the upper part of the small intestine. Both the stomach and the duodenum process high quantities of gastric juices. These juices have to be strong in order to break food down into digestible particles. In fact, they're composed largely of hydrochloric acid, a substance that can dissolve not just last night's dinner, but body tissues as well. To protect the stomach and duodenal walls against damage from gastric acid, both organs are coated with a protective mucus layer. In addition, bicarbonate ions are secreted by the lining of the stomach and the duodenum. Up under normal conditions, this mucus layer and the alkalinizing bicarbonate ions prevent the acid from eating away at the digestive tract lining. But when the lining is too weak and there is decreased bicarbonate secretion, some of the stomach tissues may become eroded. An eroded spot is called a peptic ulcer. Most people know that stress increases the output of gastric acid. If you have an ulcer, reducing the levels of tension and anxiety in your life will go a long way toward healing the physical wound. But many other factors can cause or contribute to ulcers as well. Some drugs are notorious for increasing acid production, most notably aspirin and the class of medications called non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or NSAIDs for short, N-S-A-I-D. NSAIDs is very common, all in caps. People who take aspirin or NSAIDs like ibuprofen on a regular basis are at high risk for getting stomach ulcers. Smokers develop ulcers much more often than non-smokers do. And as with every digestive disorder, a poor diet, especially one that includes spicy foods, citrus fruits, soda pop, caffeine, and alcohol, is frequently at the root of the problem. Food allergies or sensitivities can cause problems as well. One must also consider that low antioxidant status appears to postpone or predispose one to ulcers. The bacteria Helicobacter pylori, or H. pylori, has been strongly linked to ulcer formation. Studies show that some people with ulcers have this bacterium in the affected organ, and elimination of H. pylori often helps with healing. Antibiotic therapy as well as natural therapies can be very effective for this infection. Make sure to supplement with probiotics to replace the helpful bacteria that antibiotics destroy. I'm personally not a big fan of antibiotics, but there are times when they need to be used. But so when you do it, taking a good quality probiotic, and you can find at least one on supplements.one. They carry Dr. O'Hara's. There's another one called Healthy Trinity that I personally take from Natron. I take those, both of those, but you need to make sure you take them away from the antibiotics. So you take them a couple hours on either side. And I would take them morning and night if I was on antibiotics. So the antibiotics, these good bacteria also play a role in preventing H. pylori infection. Conventional therapy generally focuses on antacid medications, which suppress stomach acid formation. For severe or acute ulcer problems, such as a bleeding ulcer, these medications can be very effective and warranted. However, for many people, these medications are prescribed on a long-term basis and do not treat the cause of the ulcer. In addition, long-term use can contribute to digestive problems in other areas of the digestive tract, as hydrochloric acid is required for protein digestion and the liquefaction of foods. Without proper digestion in the stomach, there is additional stress on the rest of the digestive organs. Also, keep in mind that stomach acid is a natural barrier to bacteria such as H. pylori and other microbes. Suppression of stomach acid in the long term theoretically makes you more prone to an infection in the digestive tract. Finally, the body requires stomach acid to absorb minerals, so long-term acid suppression makes one prone to mineral deficiency, and that has many secondary and even tertiary issues with not getting enough minerals. So ulcers are a common complaint, but that doesn't mean that they should be ignored. Without treatment, the pain and the burning will only get worse. In fact, the eroded area may grow larger and deeper until it begins to bleed. The ulcer may even perforate the stomach or intestinal wall. Bleeding or perforating ulcers can be treated as medical emergencies. If left unattended, they can even be fatal. So it's pretty serious. And there are just a couple of things I just want to mention. So doctors once prescribed milk as a remedy for ulcers. I remember my dad, he had a few ulcers in his life. Oh, gotta drink lots of milk. But that practice has largely stopped. Why? because we now know that milk actually encourages stomach acid to form. So it has the opposite effect. In addition, many cases of ulcers are linked to milk allergy. So
that's really interesting. Because yeah. There's a lot of people that have milk allergies.
And
I remember hearing that too.
Well, years ago, I remember reading there are certain foods that they may be acidic, but they actually stimulate an alkaline response, or foods that are, you know, if you take milk, it's probably as a product, it's probably alkaline. But when it goes in the stomach, it elicits an acid response, as most dairy does. There are very few foods that elicit an alkaline response. So, yeah. So for those of you, your parents, your grandparents, oh, just drink milk. No. So I want to mention one other thing, just a study. So in a single blind study of 100 people with peptic ulcers, participants took DGL. We'll talk about this more later in the show. 760 milligrams three times daily, or the pharmaceutical Tagamet, which my grandfather actually used to take. Researchers found that both groups showed equal healing of ulcers after 6 and 12 weeks. Another study of 874 people found DGL as effective as antacids and the anti-ulcer medication Tagamet. So, you know, it's just, do you want to take a med or do you want to take something that's natural? You know, we all have eaten licorice and we know what that tastes like, but there are natural answers that can help. And you got to listen to the whole show. But we're going to tell you how helpful this truly can be. But I was amazed at how this helped my ulcer. Anyway, with that, we're out of time for segment one. So we'll be right back for segment two of Crossroads of Health.
You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Many people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, blood pressure, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic doses of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and to help offer superior adrenal gland support. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs, visit supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald Adrenal Health can also be found at finer health stores nationwide. Emerald, the additive-free company.
We often hear B-complex referred to as the happy vitamin. B vitamins are instrumental for maintaining proper health. B vitamins are not only what your body burns through to cope with stress, but they are also necessary for energy production. A deficiency in them can leave you feeling stressed and with low energy. Emerald B Healthy offers a superior blend of full-spectrum B vitamins in their highly absorbable, activated forms. This unique clinical potency formula contains a wide variety of B vitamins in the activated methylcobalamin form and folic acid in its activated methylated form. Studies show that over 46% of Americans cannot properly metabolize folic acid, even from food sources, if it is not in its active methylated form. Emerald Clinical Potency Coenzymated B Healthy is also gluten-free and additive-free.
Learn more about Emerald, the additive-free company, by visiting supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at fine health food stores nationwide.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. We have a wonderful show for you today where you can digest, as Melody said earlier, a lot of great information. You might guess at this show we're talking about digestive health. But if you are just tuning in, it's not just a comedy show. It's actually an informational show on nutritional supplements. But if you're just tuning in, you can always go to cohradio.com, cohradio.com. That's our hub. You can get our old archive shows there. You can get any part of this show there. You can connect to supplements.one, our internet partner. They sell all of the Emerald Laboratories products every day at 10% below MSRP. And then if you listen to the show at the end, we give you a code in reference to the products we're discussing on the show, and you can get sometimes up to 50% additional off of those products. So you get them below wholesale. So we really are here just to serve you, to try and help you. Also, I guess I forgot on previous weeks, if you're on social media, if you're on Facebook, you can go to facebook.com/ Emerald I'm Free, right, Mel?
Well, for the show, it's COH Radio, but for our company page, it's Emerald I'm Free. So
there you go.
Yeah. So you can, and you can do that on Facebook and on Instagram. So and on Instagram, we're at COH Radio. We're also at Emerald I'm Free. So at Emerald I'm Free is always going to be our informational page. And we do have some really cool articles posted there, but at COH Radio will be more specifically tied into the show here.
See how well Mel did that? See, she's about, I don't know, she's quite a bit younger than me. So she just like rolled off her tongue. It's a little more of a struggle for me. But anyway, if you're on social media, we have some graphic people do some great stuff on there and check it out. We're here to help you however we can. But with that, I know Melody's got a great talking point this week.
Well, this one is more specifically about acid reflux and common treatments. So, and the header here, it's talking about PPIs, which are proton pump inhibitors, up your risk of dementia, cancer, and more, yet they don't even work. So there's the headline for you here. So have you noticed the onslaught of negative press on the use of proton pump inhibitors, PPIs, for acid reflux? It's for a very good reason. An estimated 15 million Americans are prescribed PPIs every year. That doesn't include folks purchasing the OTC versions, the over-the-counter versions. They're the default treatment for chronic GERD, also gastroesophageal reflux disease, aka acid reflux. Left untreated, GERD can cause a number of uncomfortable issues like insomnia, sinus infections, shortness of breath, chronic cough, and even esophageal cancer. But studies show long-term use of these PPI meds carry severe side effects, especially for seniors. While the studies focus on the PPIs in general and don't name specific brands, you know these $9.5 billion per year cash cow drugs by names like Prilosec, Prevacid, Protonix, Acifex, and Nexium. Their side effects include an increased risk of dementia by 44%, bone fractures by 44%, kidney disease, pneumonia, heart disease, and a 20% higher risk of heart attack. Chronic kidney disease by 30 to 50%, stomach cancer, digestive abnormalities such as small intestine bacterial overgrowth or SIBO, and life-threatening Clostridium difficile infection, 70% heightened risk, and an overall 25% higher chance of death. I have to throw this out there that I have a new appreciation for those people that read the small print risks on those pharmaceutical commercials.
Yes.
And how fast they read it. Like they could basically be at an auction. They're like, side effects may include blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So, I mean, this is like pretty significant. And I read this in a way where you could actually listen and understand. I mean, it's very scary when you think about all the side effects that these medications have.
Well, and the fact that if you're in a room with 100 people, a minimum of 20 of those people are suffering from some sort of acid reflux. So, and they're probably on a good chunk of those people on one form of these medications. So we have a solution for you, which is something you really want to listen to.
Yeah. I mean, and the sad thing is that these PPIs, it's like, would you like to have acid reflux or stomach cancer? I'm sorry, but that's very concerning to crazy. Me. You know, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'd rather live with the acid reflux if that was my only option, but it's not. It's not your only option. We're going to get to that. All this, and shockingly, PPIs actually worsen GERD in some people. So today, and this is an article by Dr. Stengler, is going to give you some PPI alternatives, ways to beat acid reflux without upping your risk of some of the most horrifying conditions and side effects imaginable. So the way that PPIs work and why they are so dangerous is they work by reducing the amount of stomach acid we produce in an effort to treat acid reflux. But as I'm sure you can tell by the long list of terrible side effects, the treatment has a rather nasty slash and burn effect. See, stomach acid, hydrochloric acid, is a necessary substance in our digestion, as Rick was saying in his talking point. It helps food break down and it helps the body to absorb nutrients, especially iron, B12, vitamin C, magnesium, and calcium. It also prevents harmful microbes from getting into the digestive tract. So pretty much the last thing you want to do is inhibit hydrochloric acid in your system. Wow, that was a tough one for me today. So defeat acid reflux without horrifying risks. And one of the things you can really start with is diet. Core causes of acid reflux usually revolve around diet. The standard American diet, which we've talked about before, the acronym is appropriately SAD, is irritating to the digestive tract and leads to the valves not closing properly, such as the lower esophageal sphincter, known as LES, which prevents stomach acid from coming up the esophagus. To that end, coffee, alcohol, greasy foods, spicy and fatty foods are common triggers of acid reflux and should be restricted, which brings me to the Mediterranean diet. This is Dr. Singler is really big on this. Last year, he reported a study that demonstrated a primarily plant-based Mediterranean-style diet provided acid reflux symptom improvement better than PPIs. That said, he would add that many patients have their acid reflux also aggravated by tomatoes, citrus fruits, and juices. So you need to pay attention if those foods are acid reflux triggers for you. He also notes that weight is another core problem, being overweight. When you're overweight, it puts abdominal pressure on the LES that prevents its proper closure. So many people find that just losing 10 to 20 pounds can actually start providing relief to their acid reflux. If you want to take a step further, you know, while you're focused on losing weight, you might want to also see a chiropractor or an osteopathic doctor. He or she can provide gentle manipulation techniques that reduce pressure on the stomach and LES region. As the show progresses here, we're going to get more into his recommendations on botanical extracts because he formulated a product that specifically targets this and he made it custom to what he wants to his patients to take in his clinic. So we're really excited to bring this to you.
Earlier, actually, I want to mention we talked about the NSAIDs with ulcer, and there are many different NSAIDs that are out there. And Dr. Singer, he actually has a list. It says know your NSAIDs. So I thought it might be worth mentioning. So non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs for short, are some of the most commonly used medications in the world. Millions of people are dependent upon them for relief of back pain, headache, arthritis, other conditions. Unfortunately, these drugs also increase the amount of gastric acid and can lead to peptic ulcers. So some of the popular NSAIDs are Advil, Clinoril, Feldene, Ibuprofen, Nalfon, Nuprin, Orudis, Oruvail, O-R-U-V-A-I-L, Relafen, Tolectin, and Voltaren. So those are all NSAIDs. So if you're on any of those are things that should be concerning for you with acid reflux and or ulcer. Also, years ago, I read a study on chocolate in particular, and I'm sorry, ladies, I'm not suggesting nobody eats chocolate. However, you must realize chocolate does contain a component that actually relaxes the lower esophageal sphincter valve. It's so funny. Years ago, people are like, wow, how do you know about the lower esophageal sphincter? I just locked down on that. I said, oh, that's really interesting. You sort of, I had this picture in my brain of the stomach and the sphincter valve that sort of, you know, keeps the gastric juices out. But you eat chocolate and it relaxes it. So if you eat chocolate and you notice that you're kind of, you know, you're getting some of the acid up in your esophagus, that's because chocolate has that component. Now, it could be that some of the darker chocolates maybe aren't as bad because they contain some good components also. But anyway, it's kind of interesting.
That is interesting because most of the time when women are feeling a little hormonal, I'll just throw it out there. I'm a woman. You know, chocolate does relax us.
All right. We're out of time for segment two. We'll be right back. We'll get into the products and we'll tell you exactly some of our personal experiences and why these products work so well for potentially for acid reflux issues. We'll be right back.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Labs offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. These doctor-formulated, additive-free formulations range from a one-a-day to a four-a-day, depending on your preference. Each formula contains antioxidants such as sunflower-based, soy-free vitamin E, pure whey C with a 12-hour power retention. Albion Minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates, vitamin K2 as MK7, coenzymated Bs, and methylated folate. Recent research has shown that over 46% of people cannot metabolize synthetic folic acid or natural folate unless it is in its coenzymated form. Learn more about Emerald Labs science-based multivitamin formulas by going to supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, and other fine health stores nationwide. Visit www.supplements.one to receive a special listener discount off the lines offered at supplements.one. Also, tune in each week to save an additional discount by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I am your co-host, Melody Martirana, and I'm here with your host, Rick Simpson, today. And we have a fantastic show on digestive health and on reflux health. These two formulas are formulas that can help 20% of the world population who may suffer from acid reflux. There's a lot of people who have digestive issues. In fact, it's probably more than 20% that have digestive issues. But, you know, if you've missed any part of the show, then you can certainly go back and check it out in the archive section at cohradio.com. That's crossroadsofhealthradio.com, but you can get there quicker with cohradio.com. That will link to our webpage, emeraldlabs.com, if you just want to get more into the details of our products. From there, you can find a store in your area, but the only one place that sells everything that we produce is our web affiliate, supplements.one. That's supplements.one. And so this week, for those of you who have listened, you might be familiar with our Getting to Know You segment. We're going to be doing that in the next segment with you and sharing some personal information. But our code this week is STRANGE, STRANGE. And that's because we each have some strange talents that we're kind of laughing about wanting to be able to share with you. But with the code STRANGE this week, you can save an additional 50% off of digestive health or reflux health this week only. That's 50% on top of their 10% everyday low price. And with that, Rick, we got to dive into these products.
Yes, we do. And I can't encourage you enough for this reflux health. If you know somebody that has this issue, please try this product. And I'm basing that off my experience with just one of the components in the product that Mark Stengler formulated for us, which is the DGL, which I talked about earlier. But I can tell you, I had never had an ulcer in my life. And I emailed Dr. Stengler and I said, I would wake up in the night, this gnawing, burning in my stomach. I couldn't sleep. I remember it was terrible. It was way worse than I thought it would be. And I was like, what the heck? And then finally, I'm like, okay, I think it must be an ulcer. So I emailed Mark and he said, you should take DGL, which is deglycerizinated licorice extract, DGL, deglycerizinated licorice root extract. And when I was a kid, there was this little grass walking home from school and you chew the licorice and it tastes like black licorice. And it was kind of interesting. But there's glycyrrhizinic acid. And it needs to be deglycerizinated. So it needs to be removed. So not just regular licorice will do this. But Mark said, get some DGL and take it. And I can tell you, I took this DGL within a matter of seconds. And I don't say this. I'm not a big hyperbole guy. I follow science. But within seconds, I had relief from this acid. And then I took the DGL for about 2 weeks and the ulcer completely healed. Didn't have any problems. That was my experience.
That's awesome.
Then my daughter, Cassidy, she got the same thing. She'd eat tomatoes. And I said, take some DGL. She goes, oh my gosh, it was almost immediate. Then my brother, this was all within about a year period. My brother, I said, I'll just give you some of this. We didn't make it at the time. So I gave him some other brand. And he said, oh my gosh. He goes, that is the single thing that I've ever taken that worked like that. It was almost immediate. And then Danny, our sales manager, same issue. And I kid you not, all this, me, Cassie, my brother, Danny, all within a year. And I've never even heard of many people having an ulcer except my dad. So DGL alone was so effective. It was the single thing that has ever worked that quickly on me. So with the DGL, it's in this product, that's only one component. So DGL may provide relief from functional dyspepsia, a condition that frequently overlaps with acid reflux. Like acid reflux, it presents symptoms of pain in the upper abdomen, discomfort, burning, and belching, inflammation of tissue in the throat and esophagus, burned by the acidic stomach contents is part of what makes chronic acid reflux painful. Licorice has also been shown to reduce stomach acid and stimulates the production of cortisol to help manage inflammatory factors and support healthy esophageal tissue. And then, of course, I read the study earlier. Well, there were a couple studies that showed how effective it was. So DGL, amazing. But again, not just that. We've got some other components. We have a branded ingredient. I'm going to set this up for Melody. This branded ingredient called Mucosave, I think it was last year or the year before, this guy came by our booth at the West Expo, which is where we this big trade show where we represent our Emerald Laboratories products. This guy came by and said, oh, I make these brand ingredients. And so I said, oh, talk to Dr. Singer. So, and he had about, I don't know, 8 or 10 ingredients. And Mark Singer, I said, so what did you think? He said, well, there's one. And it was this Mucosave. He goes, the studies are really good and really interesting on helping with GERD in particular. So with that, I'll let Melody take it away with GERD and aloe and why those are so important.
Yeah, and so this is really interesting because this is one of the things that, you know, in the article that I was reading, you know, Mucosave is a combination of the prickly pear cactus and olive leaf extract. The dosage on that is 400 milligrams daily. And the combination has been shown in double-blind randomized controlled studies to provide great relief of GERD. The 2-month study found that the botanical combination taken for 2 months of treatments resulted in a high symptom relief score. So based on questionnaires given to patients, compared with those treated with a placebo, both prickly pear cactus and olive leaf contain compounds that reduce the inflammatory factors of the stomach, in the stomach. As well, another study demonstrated that supplementation with prickly pear cactus and olive leaf extract provided significant relief of acid reflux in a period of 4 weeks. So, you know, this is really significant. There are some really great studies on this formula. And one of the things that they were asking patients that they would answer that, yes, this significantly helped me was heartburn and acid regurgitation episodes were significantly reduced. And it was very well tolerated by people. And then aloe extract.
Let me interject one thing. On the Mucosave, again, with these branded ingredients, it's so important that you follow the dosing outlined in the research. And typically branded ingredients are much more expensive than standard, you know, olive leaf or prickly pear extract or anything. So, of course, this is pretty expensive, but 400 milligrams was the dosing in the study. So you'll see on the label, that is what we use. Sometimes companies play games. They'll use partly branded ingredient and they'll give you the cheaper, you know, forms of prickly pear. We don't do that. Mark Singer, he uses these products in his clinic. So we need to match the dosing outlined in the research so you can hope to get the same results that were outlined in the research. So that's what we do.
I mean, reflux health is great because you got the Mucosave, you got the DGL that Rick talked about, and then aloe, which is, I mean, a lot of people take aloe for the heartburn relieving effect and to help prevent acid reflux, but it also helps to soothe and relieve the mucous membranes, including those in the esophagus. It's really rich in polysaccharides, which help with proper digestion. There's glycoproteins in aloe vera, you know, which also, again, help the body to manage those inflammatory factors that affect the esophagus. And then, you know, it also can help to improve that blood circulation, the gastrointestinal tract, and may help to minimize some bad bacteria in the gut. So, you know, it's known. I mean, everybody kind of knows about aloe for its wound healing effects. So, you know, it's been shown to be helpful for patients that have mild to moderate ulcerative colitis. And I know, like, I always keep a live aloe plant by my house. So you get burned, the first thing you can do is just chop off one of those leaves, cut it open, and just get that soothing gel right on the burn. And it is very, very healing. So this particular formula is just, it is all the best things that you could possibly take to help support your esophageal tract and help to diminish GERD.
And I would just say this product is probably one of, there are certain products you have that you just can expect the results to be almost immediate. And there are a lot of products that they just, it's not that way. You know, you take a multi, you know, you may feel it, you may not, you know, you take it because you know that your body doesn't produce minerals and many of the vitamins and all that. This is a product you should, if you know somebody that's suffering with GERD, this is a product they should notice pretty quickly. I mean, it could take it for a week. Some people may be more, may take longer, but I would say if your experience is mine, you should notice the effects pretty rapidly. So this product is really amazing. And I guess we have to give a shout out to Sprouts because they brought this. This is a new product and they have a category review schedule. They are bringing it in soon.
Yes.
So be looking for that. If you like to shop at Sprouts, check it out there.
Yeah, I think it'll be available by March.
Okay.
Like, soon. So like right, up. Yeah, there right around go. The corner.
So, okay. So, you know, real quick, we'll jump into digestive health because otherwise we'll run out of time completely. So just with digestive health, this is a really comprehensive formula. There's another company out there that's well known for producing enzyme products. But there's one thing in this product that we have, the DPP4, which is a gluten-specific digestive enzyme. And this other company that's well known, they don't even put the DPP4 in their kind of kitchen sink digestive formula. They sell a secondary product. So now you got to buy two products to get the all-in-one formula that includes the DPP4, the dipeptidyl peptidase. So that is one of the big drivers. And again, it's a very expensive ingredient. We use it because Dr. Stenger, his experience in his clinic is 30 to 50% of the patients suffer with some form of gluten sensitivity. So you need a gluten-specific digestive enzyme. So we put that in there specifically for that reason.
To interject, like the other interesting thing about this is that it actually also helps with casein, which is, you know, milk and dairy product digestion as well. So DPP4 is specifically going to tackle the gluten issue like nothing else will, but also people who tend to have gluten sensitivity are also in need of a little help with milk and dairy, which a lot of people are in
need
of it.
Absolutely. So that's just kind of a little primer on the digestive health. We're going to have to come back to it in segment 4. We're out of time for segment 3, so we'll be right back with Crossroads of Health.
The digestive system is a very important part to overall health. It breaks down the foods we eat and helps with the absorption of nutrients. Unfortunately, it's also the cause of many uncomfortable and even painful problems experienced daily by millions of people. So supporting the digestive system is imperative. Emerald Labs Digestive Health offers therapeutic dosages of full-spectrum digestive enzymes to help stimulate the body's natural enzyme system and to break down food, including gluten, dairy, and beans, which are among the most common food sensitivities. Emerald Labs Digestive Health is a clinical potency broad-spectrum digestive enzyme formula that helps to stimulate organs of digestion such as stomach, liver, gallbladder, and the pancreas, and is a raw whole food-based formula with probiotics and enzymes to help with digestion. Digestive Health by Emerald can be found at fine health retailers nationwide or at www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald, the additive-free company.
Did you know that the liver is one of our body's most vital organs? In fact, the liver performs over 500 functions within the body. It makes blood proteins, clotting proteins, lipoproteins, and 80% of our cholesterol. It filters blood, makes bile, makes and breaks down hormones, regulates blood sugar, and changes harmful toxins into substances that can be safely eliminated from the body. Keeping the liver functioning at optimal levels should be on the top of our health priority checklist. Emerald Labs Liver Health contains therapeutic dosages of branded synergistic nutrients that have been shown to help support all major pathways of liver detoxification. Liver Health by Emerald Labs is purity tested in a CGMP certified facility and is 100% additive and gluten-free. Learn more about Emerald Labs Liver Health formula by visiting www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at fine health food stores nationwide.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. We are always real, we are always unscripted, And I'm your host, Rick Simpson. And Melody Martirana is your co-host. And we're here this week talking about digestive issues and reflux and ulcer type issues, burning stomach issues. And we have something that if you want to go back and listen to segment 3, we have a great product called Reflux Health. This week, you can save 50% additional, in addition to the 10% you already get off MSRP on supplements.1 on either our digestive health or reflux health. If you are just tuning in, you can always go to cohradio.com. That is our hub where you can get archived shows. You can get any part of this show. And you can also connect to supplements.1, which is our internet partner affiliate. They carry every one of our over 100 products, our Emerald Laboratories products, every day at 10% below MSRP. So you should check them out. They've got deals going on. And every week, if you listen to this show, whatever products we're talking about, we give you an additional, usually 35 to 50% off on products, because we want you to have access to these products because they work so well and they're scientifically based and used in a clinical setting. They're clinically validated formulas through Mark Stengler's clinic. So anyway, we want to get back into the digestive health. So Melody's going to tell you all more about that formula.
Well, the thing with digestive health is this is actually super comprehensive, full spectrum digestive enzymes. But the three, the big trifecta of things that really affect people is often gluten, dairy, and beans. So the DPP-4, like I said before the break, is specifically a gluten digesting enzyme, but it is also very helpful for people who have issues with the processing of milk and dairy products. Now, there's also everything else in here that you can imagine. Protease for protein, lipase for fat, lactase specifically for dairy, and then hemicellulase and cellulase, which is really interesting because these two things we don't produce. Our body does not produce hemicellulase and cellulase. So this converts tough plant fiber or cellulose into molecules that can actually pass through the digestive tract for better nutrient absorption. We're all familiar with like broccoli bloat and what happens when you eat raw broccoli in particular. You get that gas and bloating because what ends up happening is that without the presence of hemicellulase and cellulase, the broccoli travels all the way into your large intestine and then they essentially ferment and they're broken down by these little organisms there and they ferment and then you get that, you know, gas that we're all familiar with. So it's very important to go ahead and be able to consume the hemicellulase and cellulase. And it's funny because we were just talking on a side note about Reflux Health is a brand new formula we're super excited to launch, totally based in science and well-established science. But, you know, we also just recently talked about testosterone health and the estrogen detox. And it's funny because I started taking the estrogen detox. Rick is getting ready to take the estrogen detox. And one of the things about it is there are two different extracts in there that come from broccoli. And it's the IC3 and the DIM, and it just absolutely makes that it's won the prize for the most pungent formula, even in the capsules.
Yeah, we all know that broccoli smell, and they've isolated two phychochemicals in the broccoli, and they're usually sulfur based in some regard. And so, yeah. So if you happen to, we just digress for a minute. The estrogen health, just to remind all of you, if you do take that product, it's a great product, but it does have a very strong smell. So
yeah,
anyway,
so broccoli. So that hemicellulase and cellulase, if you like to eat broccoli. And then even Rick, I know you talk a lot about this because Rick always incorporates broccoli into his diet and his family eats a lot of broccoli. Just cooking it just slightly helps to break that down as well. Also amylase for starch. There's gentian root, which actually has been shown to help with constipation, heartburn, dyspepsia, fennel seed, which is a really great source of dietary fiber. And, you know, people sometimes ask, why didn't you put in betaine HCL? And that's because it actually kills enzymes. So that would be that would not be great to take with this formula.
Exactly. And one of the things that's worth mentioning this formula is many of the Emerald Laboratories formulas are raw whole food based, which means that they have enzymes in them from they're sprouted quinoa, mung bean, and millet sprout powders, which are rich source of metabolic enzymes. We have probiotics and therapeutic dosages in there. A lot of companies will put fairy dusting amounts. We don't. We give you therapeutic dosages, probiotics. So many, I mean, dozens of our formulas have therapeutic dosages of the probiotics. We have FOS, which is a prebiotic. It's food for the probiotics. So those are also things that help with digestion. Obviously, having good probiotic function in the gut is very important. So just this is a great formula. This is all you would need to take for digestive health overall. So just something you should consider along with the reflux health.
So, and with that, we would like to tell you a little bit more about our strange talents, because this week the code is strange. And when you put that in as the coupon code at supplements.one, you can save an additional 50% off of digestive health or off of reflux health all this week, again, at supplements.one, our web affiliate. So, Rick, what's your strange talent?
This is kind of strange. It didn't take me long to think of something strange. Melody actually came with a game to use. I go, oh, yeah, I can think of something. Boom, just like that. So anyway, when I was a kid I got this gold chain. My dad bought it for me, and I really wanted a lightning bolt. So he got me this gold lightning bolt, 14 karat, with this chain. That was really cool and hip when I was in about the sixth grade. You know, growing up right on a beach where there's lots of surfers and all stuff. So anyway, so I don't know where I got this idea, but somewhere in high school, I must have seen a sword swallowing thing or something. And I thought, oh, this would be really cool. So this chain was, it had to be, I don't know, 24 inches long, so 2 feet. So I leaned my head way back, put the chain way up over my head, and just slowly put it down my throat. And I'd be like, gagging along the way. And my mom and my brother were like, what are you doing in the bathroom? I said, I'm nothing. Just don't worry about me. You know, I'm fine. So anyway, so I'm getting that chain down there. And then I'd get it all the way down to just the clasp. And I'd hold that in my two front teeth, and then I'd sort of shake my chest around. I could feel the chain, you know, sort of bonking around down in my, that probably all the way down to that lower esophageal sphincter valve. Who knows? And it probably couldn't go any further because it didn't go into my stomach. That might actually have been very good. But anyway, so that was my strange talent. It was very exciting. I was very thrilled with that.
So I think your new nickname should be Sideshow Rick.
Sideshow Rick. Boom. That's not bad. So, yeah. There you go.
So, okay. So my strange talent is I can fold my toes. I have really, like, so when I go in to get a pedicure, the ladies always want to put those dividers between their toes, and I'm like, I'm good. I don't need them. I can actually spread my toes out. Now, my toes aren't always spread out like that, but I can easily spread my toes out, and I can fold my toes. So my cousins used to always be like, Melody, fold your toes, fold your toes. So they call me monkey toes, because I could just sit down. I can sit down like, you know, Indian, well, not Indian style, but sit down, put my feet together, and whoop, fold my toes
just
together.
Just like your hands being folded in front of you, but you have your toes.
Yep, that's, just like you would fold your hands when you're saying a prayer. So yeah, funny. I can do that with my toes. And my children, John actually has pretty, like, all of us kind of have really agile feet, but I can really easily fold my toes, whereas they can kind of do it, but I can just, it's like, boop, I got it. I know it's weird.
It's totally weird. It's painful for me. And
totally not,
you know,
painful.
And we
for
actually
me.
Have a little bit more time, so we're just going to mess around here. So, other strange talents I can think of. So, my wife, Julie, her brother's daughter, Kaylee, this is a shout out to Kaylee. She doesn't listen to the show, whatever. But she, you know, the whole touch your tongue to your nose.
Oh, my gosh. That,
and she just, she when she was, since she was, she's like, how old is she now? 20 something, 22, 23. I don't know. Anyway, she, when she was like, 5. And Kaylee, do it. And she bing, and just stick her tongue out. And my tongue just sort of flattens out. You get it out and you feel like you're going to be able to do it. And I'm not even close. But she can just ding. And I recently, one of our Christmas, I'm like, Kaylee, do it again. Can you still do it? She, bing, she did.
That is so funny. No, my youngest, Allie, who's almost 4, she can do that too. It's kind of gross when she does it, 'cause she's still at that age where she enjoys the taste of what comes out of her nose. But she can put her tongue straight on her nose with, like, it's nothing.
That is a real talent. And then my daughter, Cassidy, she can take, I'm going to do this while I'm sitting here. She and my wife, Julie. So if you take your middle finger and you put it behind your index finger and you bend it back, Melody can see. I can't bend mine. It's straight. Melody can do a little.
Not a
Cassidy
little,
and
little
Julie,
bit.
They can bend it way back.
They must be double jointed. Ella is super flexible. John was super flexible as a kid. And Ella also is. She can actually lay on her stomach and put her feet while laying on her stomach, put her feet onto the back of her head. And she actually was showing me that she can lean her head. I'm kind of leaning my head, which is why it sounds weird coming through the mic. But she can lean her head back and she can put her toes as far as her eyes. But I told her, I'm like, girl, don't poke your eye out with your toe. So with that, I mean, now we actually are officially out of time. Poor Rick
and
is coughing over there.
Over here. Sorry.
Yeah, we don't have any cough health, but, you know, there we do have water in the studio here. So
I just drank my last bit of water. So anyway, we're going to say thank you for tuning in with us. Please join us again next week for another fun and exciting episode of Crossroads of Health.